Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Unnerving Touches. This is something you could let play in the background or listen to attentively, no matter where you are or how you're positioned. Whether it be close to something or completely free of any surfaces, it doesn't matter. Do you ever have that feeling that something is watching you? Maybe from the shadows, the other side of the street. Maybe just in the corner of your eye, fading as soon as you turn around. You know that feeling that something is happening to your body, but as soon as you look, it appears to stop, making you question if it was some kind of creature or, well, who knows? There are times when what happens around us is influenced by other things. Moments when it almost feels magical what is possible. Can be as subtle as the lightest touch, a faint breeze that almost makes it feel as if something is touching you, but if you look, there's nothing there, nobody reaching out to stroke gently over your skin. Nothing in the corner of your eyes that is reaching out, getting closer and closer, observing your every move, reacting faster than you do. If you look around, if you scan your body, your environment, there's nothing there, at least nothing visible. What if there is something there, something that is able to observe you and only needs to manifest whatever it wants to reach out and touch you, able to feel your skin, your reactions, your state. Long ago, there are stories from the Fae that feed on emotions, on reactions, especially fear and arousal, because they are powerful and simple. It is very easy to create a sort of dread that doesn't spike, it just sort of simmers, similar to a gentle arousal, an excitement that can last for minutes, hours, days. What if one of those creatures wants to feed on your reactions, on your feelings? Maybe it's easy enough to just touch somewhere on your body, as clear as anything, or maybe not. I'm sure you understand that trying to describe what's happening to you is even more difficult than trying to see them. Because the more I do, the more you may notice what's happening to you and feel a touch, maybe a small caress. It could be anything, sharp, soft, gentle, or something else. And the more you pay attention to certain places on your body, the more it seems to move somewhere else. If the last place you felt something is over there, as soon as you look, it won't happen there again, at least not immediately. If you look left, it touches on the right. If you're looking around, it may just sneak in a touch on your lower back. If you glance behind you, it may find your legs an attractive place to participate. And it seems to have no trouble reaching through solid objects. No matter how you move or position yourself, there's no escape. It's almost like it knows what you're thinking, what you're feeling, moving away before you even thought about looking there. And yet sometimes you may catch a glimpse, the edge of a shadow, the suggestion of a shape. What if they do more than light teasing? A very strange thing of the body, of human physiology, is that fear and arousal are closely linked. It is possible to become aroused even without wanting to feel fear inspiring physical reactions. And that could be encouraged. A little touch here, another one there when you don't pay attention, and before you know it, certain sensitive places feel a brush of something directly over them. It's still hard to tell if it's sharp or soft. If you're being touched by fingers or tentacles or something else entirely, made of shadows, made of light, who can tell? And you have to be careful, because the more distracted you get by the touches, the more real they become. If you accidentally blink too slowly, you may feel them become more bold. If you perhaps enjoy the moment a little too long, you might feel them getting braver still. then as soon as you notice, they move away again. The touches stray to places you cannot see, brushing intimately over the curves of your body, finding faults, sensitive and reactive. And sometimes nothing happens. Maybe this would help you to feel almost relief, as if you're safe from the strange touches. Maybe you are. It is possible that they simply moved on, finding another victim to play with. Unless, of course, they're merely hoping that you stop paying attention, continue with whatever you thought you were doing, and then a soft brush precisely where you didn't expect it, knowing how to wind you up. And maybe it's something very direct, like a firm grasp in the back of your neck, so short that it feels imagined. It could even be a quick pinch, teasing, toying, manipulating. And the only way to prevent anything is to try and pay attention to everything all at once, but that's impossible. Your body has so many sensitive spots, so many vulnerabilities. All it takes is the fraction of the moment between a blink or simply a thought straying in a different direction, and there they touch again. They find a place, they find a way. There's no escape, no hiding. And as your heartbeat rises, as your body responds, no matter how calm you may try to remain, it continues deeper, more intense. But is there anything really there? Maybe you're imagining it. Fear making you see things, feel things, want things. But the touches don't go where you think they will. They find vulnerabilities. They touch where you least expect it. No matter how much you look around, no matter how much you try to find what's doing it, you'll find no more than a glimpse, a hint of something moving around you, touching, grabbing. Sometimes it feels so brazen as to actually pull. Even that somehow seems no more than an illusion. Your brain trying to make sense of it all and playing it off as a fright. But it isn't. It's a simmering sensation that slowly grows. A little pull, a gentle push, a deep touch. A is hard to think or know what to do with this. Do you open up and let it in, or close up and try to hide? Somehow you know that neither would do anything. Opening up makes them just stop, frustrating you, denying you the touches. Hiding away makes them more playful, seeking more intense reactions. And there's no escape. If you cover yourself in certain places, they find their way around your hands. Touch. Pull. Poke. And it seems to be able to find exactly where you're not looking. It's as if they know exactly where your focus is. It might be drifting in and out of awareness because the touches do get distracting. And the more distracted you are, the more intense and real those touches get. They're not afraid to position your body slightly to move it where it needs to. To begin rubbing or stimulating your body together with the fear, a rhythm that seems to disappear as soon as you try to look. Maybe you have to give in, but you also can't. Any time you try to relax, it disappears for a moment. Touch, almost shocking you back into something else, out of balance, unable to quite find that relaxation, the safety you're looking for. And some of the touches feel different. They're more like teeth, biting, sharp. Some of the other touches feel like nails, claws, pulling, bite, sharp, and then soft, gentle touches again, teasing in the most tempting of places, finding their way. You're a little distracted, closing your eyes to try and deal with the sensations. It just finds more openings to use. Pinch, bite, lick. And yes, they do go all the way down there, finding every little bit of perverted pleasure that you might enjoy, mixed with the fear of not knowing what's going on, that sensation of a shadow slipping from your sight anytime you look. The more you try to find what's happening, the more you get lost in the different sensations. Sometimes it almost seems as if there's a rhythm. Touch, bite, lick, pinch, pull. And yet, it keeps getting interrupted. Pull. It keeps getting teasier, meaner, nicer, more frustrating, more scary. Sharp, soft, gentle, grabbing, rough. And at some point, your mind may just switch off for a moment, almost unaware of the deeper teasing touches, especially between your legs, finding a rhythm that your observing is failing to catch, teasing, and then a sharp sting, almost waking you, making you wonder what just happened. If anything happened at all, do you look around? Do you try to find what's happening? Do you seek the shadows that contain it? Do you explore the corners that created it? It's not over there, it's right here, touching you, teasing you, using you, controlling your body, and then letting you go. Touch, lick, tease, bite, sharp, deep. It feeds on your fear. Your arousal, your excitement. Deep. Back and forth, stimulating and teasing, rubbing back and forth, almost making you blissfully blank with just a bit of pleasure. And then in the back of your neck, a bite. It's not here to please you. Quite the opposite. Your sensations, your mind, your feelings are its entertainment, its food, its sustenance. Lick. Caress, sharp, bite, pull. And the more distracted you are, the more it can do to you, with you. Stimulating, softly circling, rubbing back and forth. In and out of trance, bite, pinch, grab. It's all there, and yet it isn't. Nothing is happening. There's nobody there. You're all imagining it, or maybe you're not. Your body knows what it's feeling, and surely if you feel something, it can't be nothing, can it? Pinch. Are these just words? Am I narrating an experience or creating it? Is it there to serve my will? Or its own? Am I the distraction to make it easier for it to tease you? Bite. Are my words commands or reactions? Pinch. Are they inspiration or just another sidetrack? Something might happen even in the background while I don't say it. You could still feel things. Feel it. Feel how it finds your pleasure, how it stokes your fear, how it runs something sharp over the back of your neck all the way down, as part of your body cannot help but surrender. But you're awake, aware. Are you? Were you? Has anything been happening? Has nothing been happening? Was it all just a dream? Are you noticing the subtle touches somewhere where you're not looking? Is your skin showing a reaction that doesn't appear to be from the wind? Are the hairs in the back of your neck quivering as you're being watched, observed, unnerved? Is it nothing? Is it everything? Is it aware of your helplessness? I told you, I can't describe it. I don't even know why I'm saying all of this. Are you a part of this? Am I? Was this all predetermined or influenced? Am I just as much a pawn as you? I don't have the answer. All I know is what's happening. Your reactions. Your uncertainty, your fear. Some of it subtle, some of it deeper, more visible. Arousal. Knowing that something is happening. Enjoying the perversion of it. But also the uncertainty that you don't know where it could go. Could be dangerous. It could touch you in ways you can't control. It can touch you in ways you don't want. It is not beholden to my or your will. It will find a weakness and strike. Is much older than either of us. It knows the seed of fear, the spark, the simmering. I'm sorry. I brought this upon you. Wake.